Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's good, everybody? You already know what time it is. It is Mo Sports TV. It is May 9th, 2023. I'm here with the gang, Matt Chi,
yes, sir,
and Big Ed. Yo. You already know we're going to talk about the NBA round two playoffs, what's been going on, some recaps on the first couple games, and some previews to the end of the series, some predictions. There's nothing much else going on in the sports world besides But there's a lot going on in the NBA, like you said. So we're gonna get it popping. Let me just get everybody in here, and we'll go from there.
Let's get it. Shkiri, man. I don't know. Life's rough, man. Life is rough. Oh,
bro, we just got to set it off with the Knicks off the rip.
Bro,
that's what people want to fucking hear.
They want to hear it. But just life in general is rough with sports right now. We were really at a good spot with New York sports. And the Yankees are in last place. The Mets are very bad as well. And the Knicks are bad. So it's just not great.
Right, it was now. All good just a week ago.
Just a week ago. It was sunny skies. You know, it was sunny skies in New York City. And it's May showers.
All right, so we want to hop right into the Knicks Heat. The Knicks lost in another close game, lost by 8 to the Heat.
But that lost before that, you know, we have been live, you know, last week that was two games that we missed, and the one they got blown out in, and then nice day to wear your Knicks jersey for the last time this season. You know what? You know what, Ernest? I don't want to hear it, you know, because I told Ed before the episode I wasn't going to have anybody come in the chat and say, oh, you're not repping your Knicks. So I'm proudly standing on, you know, my New York Knickerbockers.
Real fan shit. I can't say that about all the people on this panel, but real fan shit. People that stick by delusional. Their team no matter what, from the beginning to the loss, from the bad times to the good times. It doesn't fucking matter. Real fan
you done,
shit.
You done getting your shit on? So you know,
No. I'm not done. I'm not done. Because you're not a fan. You're not a fan of the Knicks, bro. Going. Fuck you. But go ahead. Get yours on.
The problem is with Corey and Matt, they don't like how realistic I am about the Knicks. They want me to be delusional like them, like the Knicks. They exceeded my standard this year, yeah, for sure. I was wrong about the regular season, but they both know I don't care about regular season stuff. I only care about playoff performance.
So, Ed, what was the number one thing that you were saying throughout the season? What the Knicks had to do in order for you to be like, all right, the Knicks are good.
I just said we had a good season.
The Knicks is rocking.
I literally just said we had a good
your
season.
Your number one was to obstacle get past the first round, right?
Yeah. And I thought the same thing. I said I would be happy, you know, with a season if we were to lose in the second round. And because that shows growth, right? This is essentially the same core of the Knicks that we had seen in Atlanta, you know, lose to the Hawks in the first round. So now seeing them spin the block and, you know, they won a first round series essentially without Julius Randle for a big chunk of it. And then now they're playing their worst brand of basketball, you know, of the season right now. It's untimely as hell. It couldn't be more untimely. You know, you're playing a Miami Heat team who I still don't think is as good as the Knicks. I still think the Knicks are a deeper team, ultimately. The Knicks are not hustling. They're not, you know, playing with good chemistry offensively. And they're letting a guy like Jimmy Butler just take over the game. And they're playing right into the hands of Miami every single play.
So I'm going to get into exactly what happened in this Knicks game against Miami yesterday. It was a lackadaisical effort on the people that need to be showing the most effort, with the exception of Jalen Brunson and RJ Barrett. But too many fucking offensive boards in the fourth quarter. That was a huge.
It was disgusting.
And I'm not going to be the Knicks fans that blame the ref. I'm not going to be the guy. I'm not going to be the fucking guy. But it was very. It wasn't good.
It was ticky tacky.
It was not good for the playoffs. It wasn't good officiating, from what I've seen. All right. Now, other than that, Julius was right in a sense. Maybe they do want it more because they do want it more. The Heat want it more.
They clearly want it more.
They're getting more offensive boards. Jimmy by himself had more offensive boards than the whole fucking team. Jimmy had more offensive boards in the fourth quarter than the whole entire Knicks team throughout the whole game.
The Knicks gave
That's
up.
That's fucking crazy.
They gave up 8 offensive boards in the first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter alone. 8 offensive boards.
Disgusting.
And that's not winning basketball.
What? And me as a basketball fan, never mind a Knicks fan, go more crazy than lack of effort plays, which is not getting offensive boards, not hustling for the loose ball, and bad officiating. And there was just both, clearly both. And, you know, if the Knicks, the Heat got 16 points off of those offensive boards in the fourth quarter, right? We lose by 8. All the Knicks really had to do was fucking hustle. Stop being a fucking pussy.
Bro, anytime the Knicks showed somewhat of effort, they were back in the game. And then they would get there and Miami 3. You know, it happened 4 possessions where the Knicks would tie it up and Miami answered right back with a 3. Max Strus twice. Duncan Robinson. Gabe Vincent. You know, these are guys that are very, very one-dimensional basketball players. And they're beating you on both sides of the ball when you're supposed to be one of the deepest teams left in this NBA playoffs. It's despicable. It was actually disgusting. And honestly, I think a lot of it, Tom Thibodeau as well. He's getting out-coached head and shoulders by Eric Spoelstra. Oh my goodness.
I agree.
This is bad.
He's never been a really he hasn't been a good coach.
It's like, what's Tom Thibodeau's peak as an NBA coach? I don't think it's a championship level team.
He gets a spark. That's what he does. He comes in and gets a spark for team.
He knows, but he builds a foundation,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he builds a foundation. That's it. But
he builds a great work ethic amongst, like, here's the things that's killing me about the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau right now is that the Knicks' identity is supposed to be bully ball. The Knicks' identity is supposed to be a hustler. The Knicks' identity is get right. offensive boards.
Yeah.
We were saying Mitchell Robinson last round was the best offensive rebounder in the fucking league. We were saying that 2 weeks ago.
He did injure him.
And they've literally taken everything that we're good at and just said, fuck you.
Yeah.
And Tom Thibodeau's getting smacked in the fucking face with his own game plan, and he is not adjusting.
Yeah.
And the players are not adjusting either, and that's the problem.
Mitch has also hurt his hip, apparently.
If you're in a game, you got to play.
I get it. That's the word on the block is that Mitch, his hip is another, you know, incident like Brunson's ankle or, you know, one of those types of things.
I don't want to hear that.
You can't do the injury stuff.
Everybody's banged up at this point of the season. So it's
playoffs, the biggest problem with the Knicks is Randle. Don't have shooters.
Well, you're supposed to.
But listen,
Quentin Grimes is just horrible. But Emmanuel Quickley's nowhere to be found this playoffs. Like, he was a sixth man of the year candidate.
Who?
Grimes.
Grimes played pretty good last
defensively,
game.
But he puts up 2 points. Like, we need his production on the offensive side.
Look at it like this.
One of few.
Okay. I think so. Like I said, Randle. He has to go, bro. He is not playoff. He's not a playoff performer. We're not going to see it. I don't care about the regular season shit. He gave you 82 games. Me and Matt talked about it before you got here. He gave you 82 games of full healthy shit. Looked like a superstar. It was to the point y'all call him a superstar. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is,
I never once called him a superstar.
I don't think you could get me calling Julius Randle a superstar.
Go get it.
I'll post it later. You just said some mess shit.
I call them stars because they're both stars. But Brunson and Randle are both stars in this league. No, yes, they are. They are all stars. When you're an all-star, you're a star in this league. Period. Bro. Superstars is the difference between all-star and superstar. All right? Yes. Go.
If you're not performing in the fucking playoffs, you're not a star at all. Plain and simple. Brunson's a star. He proved me. That's the only star I see on the Knicks right now.
Nah, Brunson's definitely a star.
Mitchell,
I agree with
that. We need to get like the
thing about Randle, though, is like even last night, he didn't shoot that bad. He shot 8 for 13. His lack of hustle, closing out, his inability to facilitate when he's not getting the ball in his hands. Like, he has to ball stomp in order to get, you know, have his game. And he's just so, it's so hard.
He cannot create his own shot. We have 3 slashers on our team, by the way. RJ Barrett's a slasher.
Mm-hmm.
Randle's a slasher. He doesn't have no offensive back. Jalen Brunson's kind of a slasher.
In the playoffs, he doesn't have an offensive bag.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Julius
Randle's shot
in the regular season.
If you can, if you could go crazy in a regular season, you should be able to go crazy in the playoffs.
You're right.
Your star taking 13 shots ain't it? Well, they had to adjust and not let him shoot the ball anymore. I mean, like the offense going through Julius Randle is so stagnant. You can't have him shoot more.
He can't create his own shot.
Jamir has a good point. I think Randle's bad energy changes the team chemistry. And I completely agree with that. Within the first 2 minutes, the first two possessions, I want to say, Randle did some fuck shit. He got an offensive foul the very first possession, started throwing up his fucking hands like a little bitch. Then he comes on down to the next fucking, on the next possession, takes the ball, no passes, goes in the corner and shoots a garbage ass three. And then a couple more possessions later, he gets a turnover on that pass to Brunson crossing half court. And now all of a sudden they're down 8 points off rips in the beginning of the game because Randle, lackadaisical, bad attitude. And
his court vision's hard.
Honestly, his chemistry is the Knicks chemistry. And that's not a good move. Yeah. That's not good for the Knicks. You cannot base your team chemistry off of a hothead in Julius Randle. And his chemistry and his attitude really does fuck the Knicks up. And we have too many young players on our team. Many young players to have your number one, quote unquote, number one guy to be acting like this. Well, you acting like a child. And hold on. And Tom Thibodeau enables all of this shit. When any other player on the team has a lackluster play, he's getting on the bench so fucking quick it'll make your head spin, right? But let Julius Randle get a tech. Let Julius Randle have a bad defensive play. Let Julius Randle look at an offensive board. Look at the ball bouncing around. Look at a loose ball. It's enabled. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine because it's Julius Randle. No, fuck that, Tibbs. Bench that motherfucker, bro. Your job is on the line, Tibbs. Fuck that shit, bro.
Well, I think as a Knicks fan, the one good thing is that I know Johnny Bryant is right there ready to take this job. As soon as they feel Tom Thibodeau's time is up and he can't get the Knicks past whatever peak they're trying to get to, I know Johnny Bryant's right there ready.
Tibbs is only going to be able to take us so far. I hope Johnny Bryant is able to adjust mid-game and play chess with the other coach. And not be stubborn.
I mean, he's been around.
Because that's all I want from a coach if we get a new coach this offseason.
I don't think it's going to be this offseason, but I think by Christmas we'll be talking about a new coach.
We need to get the base of it, bro. It's pretty much we need to get rid of Randle.
It is. And one
we need a shot-creating player that can create his own shot, like y'all said, Anthony Edwards. I'll even take, as much as we made fun of Siakam, I guess we take him at.
Siakam and Randle are the same
player, bro. I want to get better. That's the thing. If I'm going to get rid of Randle, we have to be getting better from it.
There's nobody out in the market, though. That's what you got to remember, yeah.
Well, like I had said to you earlier, one thing that we need to look at is playoff teams right now that aren't sustainable for the future. And so you look at guys that are on these types of teams like Minnesota with Anthony Edwards. You know, he's not that's a team that's not going to be together for much longer. I'm saying the Phoenix Suns as well, because I can't see the Suns being around longer than one or two more years with Kevin Durant, Booker, and CP3. Somebody there's going to have to be some type of change there.
CP3 might retire.
Milwaukee is also talking about, you know, there are rumblings of Giannis looking elsewhere, and the Knicks are notably monitoring that situation, being that they have to extend Holiday, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. So now Brooke Lopez is an all defensive first team player. He's going to need a bag this offseason. So,
all right. But at the end of the day, we're talking about the offseason and we're not even eliminated yet.
Bro, it's over.
I mean, I'm not
You can hope on this wish.
We're not eliminated yet, but we're talking about the future for no reason.
We don't have a player to take over, Corey. Simple as that. We don't have a player to take over. Stop trying to drag this out.
And that's exactly who we're talking about, because the Knicks need a guy on the level. And I don't even think
we're not getting that this offseason, though.
Not this offseason.
It's not happening. So what's the point of getting rid of Randle right now this offseason?
So we're just going to be mid. We're just going to keep you being mid.
We're not mid, though. That's the whole thing. We're not fucking mid. A mid team doesn't make it to the second round of the fucking playoffs, Ed. That's what I've been trying to tell you for fucking the whole year. We're not mid, bro. We're not a mid team. How are we good? We're not a fucking mid team.
So what are we?
We're above average. We're a good team. We're a good fucking basketball team. I don't give a fuck what you got to say.
Bro, the Knicks are in the second tier.
You're letting your fucking fandom get into it.
We are a top eight team in the fucking league. That's not mid, bro. I don't care what you're talking about, bro. That is not mid. I mean, the Dallas Mavericks are the definition of fucking mid. If we want to talk about mid, the Dallas Mavericks are fucking mid.
So you don't think
Reggie, your team is fucking garbage.
Are you done being emotional? You're being mad.
I don't give a fuck.
You're being mad emotional right now.
Yeah, because I'm emotional about my team. I don't give a fuck. Your team is mid, I mean.
So you don't think mid teams get to the second round? The Cavs suck. The Cavs and the Knicks statistically suck. We were the worst two teams in the fucking playoffs, and that's a fact.
Okay, so
that's literally a fact. You can look it up. I'm not trying to sit here arguing about no.
Look shit. What up? What are we gonna fucking look up here?
What
are we really gonna look up? Because the Knicks had a better record. Had a better record than half of the teams in the fucking playoffs,
season, bro. I'm talking about the playoffs. And the Knicks would have beat
most of these teams in the seven.
You're being a fucking fan.
No.
You don't play good playoffs.
No.
It's that simple, bro.
Well, see, I think the thing is. Going into this offseason, right, if the Knicks lose tomorrow, say, and the Knicks are out in five, and, like, we can't go into next season with, like, a negative mindset, right? Because there's not that much of a negative mindset about the Atlanta Hawks. You know, they went with the DeJounte Murray and Trae Young core, and it failed. They shit the bed incredibly. And there's nobody over there. You know, there's rumors of Trae Young getting traded and looking elsewhere. You know, and all of a sudden the sky's falling in New York because they lost in five in the second round of the playoffs. You know, I get it. Julius Randle isn't that guy in the playoffs, but he was never expected to be the savior and king of New York that was going to come and win your team a championship, right? Like, everybody thought that this Knicks team was better than the Heat, and that's on us for thinking that, you know, we were going to take this series in five or six games. Sure. But
that's the only thing I'm admitting to being wrong about, too, by the way. That's literally the only thing I'm admitting to be wrong.
Fanned out.
You can call it what the fuck you want, because I'm right about everything the fuck else, Ed. And you're wrong about everything the fuck else.
Fanned out.
Fuck out of here. You're
fanned out.
Don't
be like Corey Bozzi and be fanned out.
Ed.
Be a logical basketball fan. Be a logical basketball fan. That's all I got to say.
Don't be miserable like Ed.
I'm not miserable.
Don't be miserable like Ed.
The thing is, y'all want me to feed into y'all bullshit
It's cool.
It sound like a clown, bro.
It's cool. You sound like a clown when you said the Knicks are fucking terrible once we got Jalen Brunson. We're not mid. We're not mid.
We don't have nobody on the team that can take over.
The Knicks can win a fucking championship, and this nigga will have something negative to say about the Knicks.
That's a fucking fact.
Yo, listen, that's a fucking fact.
Don't be emotional, fanned out like Corey Mosley. That's it. If you know basketball, you know that we suck. We are mid in the playoffs.
We suck.
We suck.
Look, and we made it to the second round of the playoffs. Imagine that.
I don't want to hear that, bro. how do you not think we not mid, though? Like, I don't understand.
I don't think we're mid. We can't say that we're mid.
We can't shoot a three. No, in this league, we need to be able to shoot threes.
What's the definition of mid, bro? What's the definition of mid? Middle, right?
Yeah.
No. So how the fuck are we in the middle of the NBA when we're in the second fucking round?
Yeah.
It is not equal to mid, bro. That is not mid, bro.
Nobody in the playoffs right now is mid.
We were wrong about the Lakers being mid. Nobody in the playoffs is mid right now. You're fucking high right now.
So in the first round,
you're smoking mids, if that's the case.
Yo, this guy is nuts.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's emotional.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's emotional.
Mid is a 500 record. Mid is a Dallas Mavericks.
You're talking about regular season stuff. This is how I know you're being emotional. You're talking about regular season shit.
Fuck out of here. I'm talking about the playoffs.
We sucked in the playoffs. The first series we sucked. So I don't want to hear it.
So the Bucks are mid?
No.
Whoa! Are the Bucks mid?
Are the Bucks mid?
Are the Bucks mid?
You got to hold them to that same standard.
Because this is what you love to do when we debate. So you're telling me that the Bucks are mid? This is exactly what you would be saying right now.
Am I right?
Are the Bucks mid? Yes or no? Are the Grizzlies mid?
No, a team that just won the championship.
Answer the question.
Yo, Corey,
are the Bucks mid?
No.
Okay.
Bucks are better than the Knicks. Well, the Bucks are out in the first round, so like I don't
know. The Bucks are in meta. So the number one seed, since you like talking about regular season.
I was going to say, but we're not talking about regular season.
So now we're not talking about, yo, y'all niggas is weird. So stop bringing up the regular season with the Knicks then. That's all y'all fucking do. Oh, all right, niggas silent now. All right.
No, I've literally screamed for the past fucking
niggas is a bozo.
Because you keep bringing up the same bullshit.
Bro, the Knicks are mid, like I said.
If the Knicks are mid, the Bucks are mid to your standards. To your standards, that's the case. Sorry. Sorry. And the same team that beat the Bucks are about to beat the Heat. Thank you. I mean, about to beat the Knicks. Thank you, Jamir. Correct. Yeah, I'm fucking crazy. I'm a fucking Knicks fan. Did you not see at Times fucking Square after game three of the Cavs? Who the fuck was in that camera screaming, fuck Trae Young? Look, it was me.
Emotional.
I'm crazy as fuck,
yo,
nigga.
Listen.
Yeah,
emotional.
That's me.
When
that's
somebody
me,
gets
nigga.
Emotional, they don't think logically. So
fuck out of here. I'm a crazy ass Knicks fan. Okay. And you're a mid ass bullshit ass Dallas Mavericks fan.
Let's
it was me,
in.
Nigga.
Let's bring
me.
It
in. I'm crazy as fuck.
Okay. Let's bring it in. The Corey Bidsley is just crazy.
Emotional, crazy. Man. That shit's nasty, man.
All right. So we're talking about, you know, this second round of the playoffs. There's also another series that is in the same boat as the Knicks and Heat. And the Lakers last night went up 3-1 on the Golden State Warriors. Now, I do not understand this because LA, like, are we serious right now? I get it, LeBron, Anthony Davis, like, anything could happen when you have LeBron James. But, this is a nasty bag from Adam Silver looking for ratings in this series by letting LeBron and just the Lakers run this up. I can't believe that the Warriors are down 3-1. This is nasty.
I could.
You could, but like.
They can't stop AD.
He didn't even have a great game last night,
He didn't have one great game.
I'm not going to lie. AD's missed been going crazy. The last half of that game because I fell asleep because I was so fucking pissed off at the Knicks.
The Knicks losing definitely ruined my night for sure. I couldn't watch the Lakers game with that like a clear head at all.
I was so angry. I smoked a big ass blizz and then went to bed.
AD did nothing going into the end. Nah, he didn't. And that like I don't understand. Like LeBron
23
just really knows how to read the Warriors crazily. He has a good game. They don't have a center, so like he's gonna have 15 rebounds. That's typical. Like Kevon Looney is injured.
Bro, somebody just said. AD didn't do nothing last game? Well, he had 23 and 15?
Did nothing going into the end, the last quarter.
He made two defensive stops on Steph Curry.
It was Lonnie Walker's takeover game, honestly. That's nasty. How are
AD,
you letting Lonnie Walker take
AD
over
made him? The stopping plays on Steph Curry at a center position.
It. He's finally rim protecting. Like, good for him. But, like,
he always
Lakers have no, he doesn't want to rim protect. He doesn't want to in the regular season or any of that because he wants to save it for the playoffs.
I guess.
So what? Honestly,
Warriors don't have a center.
Is it over for the Warriors?
It might.
That's
be,
the real
bro.
Question.
Because
honestly, if there's going to be a team that comes back from 3-1, it would be the Golden State Warriors. Am I right?
When have they ever done that?
They did that.
They've done it
KD.
Against the Rockets. Too.
Yeah, against KD
when they had
Russell
KD
Westbrook.
They did it against James Harden and Chris Paul
when they had
in the Western KD. Conference Finals.
But
they've
they
done
had,
it
when they had KD.
Did they? No, they didn't go down 3-1. They dominated when they had KD. Never doubt the Dubs. I mean, but
I would never
is,
doubt
like,
the Dubs.
They had KD that series.
All you need is LeBron to win you one game. I don't think you know what I mean. Like that angle of it. Does LeBron lose one out of the next four games?
No, he's not. They're games? Not, like, bro. They're not losing, bro.
No, I can't see I really can't see a situation to where the Warriors get three straight. But honestly, if there was a team that could do it, it would be the Warriors. If there's a team that could do it, it would be the Warriors, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking. But and their dynasty is over after this. Everybody's leaving. Well, I know Klay and probably Draymond leaving for sure.
Klay, I said it before the episode. I think Klay is a Grizzly. I think Klay is going to replace Dylan Brooks on Memphis. I think
is Klay Thompson a free agent?
Yeah, and he wants a great like.
What's
he wants
max?
A max, yeah.
I don't understand why, but
that might be a good look for the Knicks, bro.
Give him the max.
Shooting, but like, where are you gonna put him?
Put him at
the two. What do you mean? Where are we gonna put him?
I guess
that's what we need, right? Yeah. A shooting two that can play defense, right? We need a Klay Thompson. That'd be nice.
Yeah, we did get a Knicks and Clay comment.
I can see that. I can see that.
Dylan Brooks is probably going to the Lakers. Yeah, he's going to end up going to the Lakers. He's going to go to a weird team like the Lakers.
I know we were all saying ni hao, yada, yada, but Dylan Brooks ain't going in no fucking China. Joke, like, it's a great joke. Ha ha, he he. But he's not going to no fucking overseas league. Dylan Brooks is one of the best perimeter defenders in the game.
Yeah, one down year. Y'all niggas.
And by the way, he made the all defensive team this year, too. The second or first. I forget.
He still made it. It doesn't
matter. Made it, bro. You shitting me if he's going to go to Thailand or China.
The Heat are, I think, the front runners right now for Dylan Brooks, is what I'm hearing. And another, like, the Heat love those annoying. Oh, man. Like, Kevin Love. I want Kevin Love shot dead. I don't know if I could say that, but like, that's just like, I can't. Kevin Love threes hit me in the heart so hard, bro, because you know they're going in. Every single one of them, you know Kevin Love is splashing it. It doesn't even touch the rim, bro.
He'd be awesome. Like, he's older. I don't know. He's whatever. I just hate when he does those.
He just has wide open threes.
He's constantly, getting wide open, bro. Constantly. He's
the, another thing that Thibodeau is not addressing at all is the wide open threes. But we're gonna keep talking about the.
Yeah, we're not talking about
them. I'm done with the Knicks. But man, let's talk about the Grizzlies. I mean, not the Grizzlies.
The Nuggets.
Suns. All right, Nuggets. Suns 2-2. It's going down. They play tonight.
They play tonight. Yeah. They do play tonight. Honestly, I can't believe that the Suns tied this series up. Like, I get it. Like, you could have two guys put up 85 points combined. Sure. You know, I guess so. Monty Williams, though, finally playing Terrence Ross. I've looked at that lineup this whole time. Like, why is Terrence Ross not getting burned? That's a guy that's like a slasher that could give you an instant 10 to 12 points, I feel like, off
that's
the bench.
That's a real glorified role player, as Ed would like to say.
And TJ Warren.
Yeah, TJ Warren too. They each need to give them 10 to 15 points of production tonight in order to.
I think they could. Well, I think TJ Warren could. I don't know about Terrence Ross. I haven't seen him play in so long. So
I mean, we're complaining about what the Phoenix Suns should be doing, but they're doing what they're supposed to do. Yeah, they just won the last two games. I mean, I think it's a home thing now at this point. The Nuggets got theirs at home.
Yeah.
Suns got theirs
at
home.
Someone's got to steal one on the road.
Someone's got to do something on the road. And, I mean, the Nuggets don't have to. The Suns have to. But I think it's going seven, for sure. I think this series is going seven. I said this before the series started. This is going to be the best series of the playoffs. And
the Nuggets haven't proved they can win anything. So, like, yeah, if the Nuggets don't win this series, are we going to blame Jokic? Because, like, that's the thing. He's going off. Like, he's going absolutely
Jokic is fucking
ballistic.
Going crazy. Can you put up 50 in the loss?
Yeah, like 50-20, right?
No, 15 10 assists.
Jeez, I mean, come on.
Unbelievable.
He's going insane. Like, how much can we really, like, pin on Jokic? It's Murray that really is super streaky. He's there or he's not.
It's Michael Porter Jr. That's the problem.
He needs to step up.
He needs to step it up a little bit more.
Aaron Gordon is shooting better than Michael Porter Jr.
That's crazy.
That's nasty.
That's a crazy bag. And, like, Aaron Gordon, he's not supposed to be shooting. He's supposed to be D'ing up, getting boards, making it hard
making
on everybody KD's else's
like
life.
Hell, yeah. And I think finally Kevin Durant is able to score on the offensive end now that the Suns' defense is finally stepping up. And Devin Booker's also giving him a little help on offense, so he doesn't have to be 100%, you know, locked in every single play. Mm. So I think he's able to, you know, pick and choose when he could take over now. And that's really what Kevin Durant does best. Like I think Simo said last episode, he's got to go on those little stretches where he just takes over the game and gives you a 10-point spot real quick. You need that against a team like Denver. And honestly, I was surprised, but Jokic was showing that same offense. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. He's a multi-MVP. But he was showing that same ability where he could just come down the floor. I'm going to get three buckets in a row. Not much you could do about it.
But here's the thing, though. Even though Kevin Durant's not doing it, Devin Booker is.
Booker's nuts.
And that's the thing with the Suns. They have great starters. They have multiple players on that starting lineup that can do that.
Where does Devin Booker now rank in our top 10? Because he has to be top 10, right? He's a top 10
player. He's
always
been. He always been like a top 10
player. Are we putting – what? All right. So
are you going to take Devin Booker or are you taking Jason Tatum?
Jason Tatum is a top 8-5.
Because we were saying Tatum is a top 5 player for a little bit, right?
Is.
But Devin Booker, notably better in the playoffs by a good margin.
Are we talking like in the clutch time? Okay, now we're talking. All right, so when we say, all right, we got to get an official, like, how are we going to judge things, right? Are we judging this off relevancy bias? Are we judging this off of when this person is locked in versus when this person is locked in? Or are we talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the standards here of who we're taking? You know what I'm saying? Like,
for top 10, I feel like you got to do it regular season and playoffs. Jason Tatum's not playing bad.
I'm still taking Tatum.
He put up 7 points the other night, right? I'm pretty sure he put up
7 points. Yeah, he's had some bad games this playoffs. He has, and honestly, Jaylen Brown has been playing better than Jason Tatum in this playoffs. But last playoffs,
Devin Booker's not top 10 yet. That's crazy. Nah,
he's like, yo,
he's right there. He's like right
top
there.
10, top 12, bro. He's not.
He's right there.
He's like borderline top 10.
The only guys I think I'm taking like clear of Devin Booker, Kawhi, Steph Curry, Jokic, Giannis.
I'm not taking Kawhi no more.
Same.
Luka.
Same.
I can't take Kawhi the fuck out the top
10. Okay, so we could take Kawhi out. Yeah, he's cooked. But even then, like, it's.
We could do a quick top 10 right now, because we don't really have much else to talk about. So,
Embiid, Jokic, Giannis, LeBron.
Are you taking
Steph?
Steph, Luka.
That's 7 right there. I'm not taking like a Paul George or a Jimmy Butler Tatum. Over them. Tatum.
It's sure. Not in order, by the way.
So this is not in order.
KD over Booker? Like, I don't know.
I'm taking KD.
I don't know. Jimmy Butler.
I'm not taking Jimmy.
Hey, shit.
We just said all year round. He plays like shit.
Yeah, he does play like shit in the regular season.
We have to be
Dame?
Dame. Yeah, it would have to be, bro.
Dame is not better than D Book.
Bro. I hate Dame as much as the next person, but
D Book's been to the finals. He's been around these streets before and seen like playoff success. Damian Lillard's never been.
Bro, you know he played like dog shit in the finals, right?
He wasn't. Chris Paul was worse.
Devin Booker still played like dog shit, like terrible.
I don't think he was that bad.
You can look it up. I remember.
If anybody has the stats, Jokic, Embiid, Giannis, Luka, LeBron, Curry, Tatum, KD, Booker, and then Dame. I don't think I understand. That's your top 10. That doesn't sound bad to me.
It's not that bad. Not
I'm
bad
taking Jaylen Brown over Booker. SGA over Dame.
No. I'm taking SGA over Dame. I can't lie. Off this right year? Now? Yeah, this year. Just this year alone? Yeah. Absolutely. SGA. All
right, so we're just doing everybody this year.
Is a fringe top
10.
So we're ranking this year. This year.
And I'm not taking Jaylen Brown over Booker. I don't know why I just said that.
Yeah, no, not Jaylen Brown over Booker. Bro, but let's talk about Celtics Sixers. Because right, Jaylen Brown scored 13 points, I think, in the fourth quarter or something like that. And he basically said in the post game, I need to demand the ball more. Because I think there are stretches where Marcus Smart is taking the ball away from Jaylen. Who is letting that happen?
The coach. Coach is terrible. He just looks good because they're just good players. That's it when it comes to him. Like
a lot of people had that indictment on Spoelstra, but Spoelstra actually fucking coaches. Spoelstra coaches, bro. A lot of people had that indictment on him when Bron and Wade and them was over.
He's real for that. He's definitely real for that. But Joe Mazzulla, no.
They're going to be missing Ime. And I've been said Philly in 7 before the shit started. Yeah, I said Philly in 7. Just because, like I said, the Celtics this year have just been not as good as last year. And in order to make the finals this year, they got to be better than last year. Because the Sixers are better this year than they were last.
It just sucks because their coach really isn't that much. It doesn't look like their coach knows to really.
It's two over there in that series is two.
This
potatoes.
Is first year, right? Or second.
First year. Two potatoes fighting as Doc Rivers, you know, and Joe Mazzulla. They're both just horrible coaches.
Doc Rivers is known for blowing the series. That's the only thing I feel bad for the Sixers about.
Yeah, and his daughter's known for blowing Paul George, but, you know, the runs in the Rivers family. But people owe James Harden an apology. He's cooking Boston without going to the foul line.
Okay.
Big props to James Harden because
you know what? I'll give props to James
Harden. He's going crazy right now.
Yeah.
He's going crazy.
I'll give props to James Harden. James Harden is the reason why it's tied 2-2.
Oh, yeah.
Not Embiid. Not the MVP that y'all cried so fucking hard over.
Can we talk about Embiid?
If they don't win this year, second round once again hurt. And I promise you, Harden is the reason it's 2-2. But I will say, because James Harden went 1-for-11 when they lost. All right. We're giving him all this praise. Let's see what he does tonight. They play tonight?
Yeah, they play right now.
They're playing right now. He could easily, and that's the problem with James Harden. He could easily shit the bed tonight. Easily.
But
easily. And that's his problem. When he's on, it's hard to argue a better player as far as a point in the point guard position.
This is a good point. Embiid is
But when he's off, it's bad, bro. It's bad. I don't care what anybody got.
The entire defense is caving in on Embiid.
This entire
defensive scheme is to stop Embiid and make Harden beat you. Right, I guess. But even then, like, we know how good James Harden can be. So really, like, Boston has no excuse here. Boston has no excuse. And I got to say, Andy B was talking like it was really sweet. Like, it was really, really something sweet with Boston going on. So
why you throwing strays at Andy for?
But, bro, I can't let him slide. This ain't a tied series.
But Double R, I think if y'all don't at least go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, y'all should really move on from Embiid.
Embiid, yeah.
They're not moving on from Embiid ever. Ever in life.
If I was a fan, I would want to move on from Embiid.
Once you move on from Embiid, that means he does.
But he's also
an MVP,
a top five player in the league. So, I mean, you don't move on from top five players.
Once you move on from Embiid, it means the process era is over. That's a failure. And I don't think they're ready to accept that as a franchise yet.
So, I want to say the process era has been over.
It's been over.
That shit has been over. The process was a rebuilding era.
They've been
out of the process era since the Kawhi Raptors series. That's when the process was over. All right. That was it for that. You know what I'm saying?
The process was over when they
Sixers were the worst team for fucking 7 years straight. That was the process.
Kawhi ended the process. That's fair.
Yes.
Once they traded Jimmy and kept Tobias Harris, I said, they're done.
They're done.
I said they're done.
Are we gonna see a bubble rematch in the finals? That was statistically
impossible.
Bro, everyone was inside, and that was statistically the least watched finals in NBA history. How does that happen? Everyone was locked inside and you still got no ratings. I don't want to see that garbage. No one wants to see the Miami game in the finals.
I would not be happy with a Lakers Heat final.
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
That makes me sick to my stomach. I'd rather see Philly
or Boston finals. Seriously.
Than the Heat fucking Lakers, bro. Like, honestly.
Build around Maxi and Embiid. I don't know, though, because, like, James Harden, yeah, he might be over the hump by a little bit, but he's still, like, he's shown me now he can turn it on when need be. So I don't know. I'm curious to see the rest of this.
30s.
Yeah.
36, maybe?
No, the process. I think he's my age. I think he's 32.
Miami's going to the finals. Thanks, guys. I don't know.
I mean, the way they're playing, look, bro.
They're just out-hustling everybody.
If the Heat win and whoever wins, and they go seven, and those two teams go seven,
they have a good shot.
Miami rested, just coming off of beating fucking the Bucks and the Knicks.
Yeah.
Look, bro, ain't nothing sweet.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing sweet playing Miami. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now. I thought it was sweet. I personally thought it was sweet.
I'm
letting y'all Boston and Philly fans know now. Ain't shit sweet with Miami. I'll give them that. But fuck Miami, fucking pussies.
Yeah, they suck. It's on Tobias Harris. He's overpaid by a mile and taking the youth opportunities. Yeah, I mean, Tobias Harris sucks. Like, I don't know who they thought Tobias Harris would ever be, but
he'll be a playoff Randall.
Yeah, he's worse than Randall. He's worse than Randall because he's
1,000% worse than Randall. I don't even want to fucking hear that shit, bro. It's not even close, bro. Stop it.
Playoff wise, yeah.
No, it's not.
It ain't, unfortunately.
I know we're missing a series.
Oh, no.
Heat, Knicks, Suns, Nuggets. Oh, yeah, no.
It's only four series.
The NBA. Well, actually, let's talk about the Bucks real quick. Mike Budenholzer got fired. There's a little bit of drama in Milwaukee. Now, I just did see Giannis tweet. He said, talking about he's pissed and he's ready to lock in for next year with his Bucks gear on and this and the third. So I don't think he's going to demand a trade. I don't see it happening. I think Giannis is going to give them one more year. He wants to see the new coach, the new system, and how that's going to go before he jumps out the window and demands a trade or anything of that nature. But can we see a situation where Giannis does want to leave, and Middleton does want to leave, and Milwaukee's not the best place to live. I can tell you that for fucking much, even though I've never been there.
What is contract? 2025, right?
2024. So
Giannis?
Giannis. So, or no, he has next season and then one more.
Yeah, so 2025.
25, then.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't work,
he's going to have to demand a trade.
But he can get out next year.
Player option next year.
So if it doesn't work out in 2 years, he'll probably leave. But he's probably going to give him a chance. I think the Bucks are kind of – the Bucks organizations are kind of dicks for firing.
The thing is, like, you can only get so much out of an organization in terms of, like, building around you until they're just out of juice almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you, like, how much do the Bucks have left to get better? Is what I mean. How much better can Giannis and the Bucks get than what they are right now? And I don't know, because you have to pay for depth. You know, you have to pay Brooke Lopez. You have to pay Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, who was a Sixth Man of the Year candidate. You know, it's these guys are going to require decently large contracts. I don't know.
They should have never fired
Bud. Yeah.
I really don't think he should get fired.
He brought him a championship. Either. That was the first championship.
That's a damn career. I think Budenholzer is a damn good coach. Yeah. Sorry. Especially, I don't know why the Bucks.
Especially because his brother
died. That was some real scapegoat shit, in my opinion.
It was.
And we're talking about what else could the Bucks do. The Bucks have done everything for this motherfucker, including signing both of his bum-ass brothers to their fucking team.
Yeah.
Both of the Antetokounmpos, besides Giannis, do not deserve to be on an NBA roster, period.
This is a great point, too. They traded 5 total picks for Jay Crowder just for him to sit on the bench.
That was crazy.
And nobody, if that was the Knicks or the Lakers, imagine how much people would be talking about that being a factor. Like, it just flies by because it's Milwaukee.
Was he hurt?
No, he's...
He was available to play. And Jay Crowder has played a great role on multiple playoff teams. Yeah. Going to the finals with multiple playoff teams.
Everybody hates Giannis's brothers. I don't know why.
I don't hate them. It's just the truth. They wouldn't be playing anywhere else in the league. Yeah. They just wouldn't. Yeah. I think they're cool people, but
why not go overseas and just dominate like the Greek league? Wow. What do you mean?
Not get paid like they get paid in the NBA.
You could be a superstar, though. Your brother is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
If I know I'm ass, I could just sit on the bench and get paid almost a mil. I'll sit on the bench just to go and get paid a mil.
I don't know. I guess I got that dog in me. Yeah, it was because the Crowder like trade 5 second round picks to not play is crazy. Yeah, no.
And I got a free reign. 30 years, I lie.
Coach Pop Tree, 3 out of the 4 coaches in the playoffs. Hmm? Yeah. That's what happens, though. Coaches get plucked from other coaches. Darvin Ham plucked from Milwaukee. You know, he's still in the playoffs. Mm. So.
Darvin Ham. Shout out to Darvin Ham, too. He's a damn good coach.
He's been coaching his ass off. You guys see that clip I posted on the Instagram of LeBron? He sat for 32 seconds last night.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But
that's a good move. That was good by him. Like, hey, fuck this. Get the fuck back in. Yep. This is the playoffs in a crunch time game.
Here's a real question. Is this the Lakers' last run for the last few or for the next few years, I think you mean? Do they have enough to go out and get more players next season? I think they could acquire maybe some role players for the next season, but their ceiling seems to be, you know, this last LeBron couple of years, right?
They'll get some. The Lakers will finesse.
As long as LeBron James is on the Lakers.
But I think after these next couple of years, he's going to go wherever Bronny gets drafted is my point. So they have these next two, and then
LeBron only has like 3 years left in his tank, in my opinion. 3 years. I'm giving them 3.
Depending on the ACH dosage.
I'm going to say 5, bro. I'm going to say 5. They're going to kick up that fucking TRT. He's going to be in the league until he's literally 45.
Yo, he has 50. To be on something. I'm sorry. He sound like hate.
It's not even hate. It's, bro, he's, if what, anything, he's 40? It's like,
he's never had a season-ending. Has he had a season-ending injury ever?
Yeah, worst injury? Yeah,
I think the second year on the Lakers? When they didn't make the playoffs?
No, the worst injury was his ankle that one season. That was it, or his foot with the Lakers. That,
but like in general, when he gets hurt, he's back within 3 weeks. Even when they say he should be out,
he was supposed to be out 6 weeks for this injury that he just got back from, and he came back in 2.5.
Yeah,
come on, they gave him the Patty Mahomes.
He's 38.
He's 38. Yeah, he's gonna. I think he's gonna play until he's 43 to 45. I'm not even lying either.
Yeah, they gonna kill him that word.
I can't stand this nigga, bro.
he's here to stay. Like,
he needs to fucking go. But you know what? I was like, when I was younger, I was the same way about Kobe, bro. I was just a fuck anybody that's like the number one player in the league. I'm such a hater about. But I'm going to change that. I'm going to change that with Wembanyama. I'm gonna be a Wembanyama fan. I'm gonna be a fan. I don't give a fuck. Unless he does some goofy shit.
You have bad faith in this dude. He's gonna come in,
bro.
Just like,
Wemby
he's gonna come in just like Chet did.
Okay,
injured.
I want to talk about Chet real quick. Wait, did y'all see Chet today on the timeline? Let me show you real quick.
Wembanyama's gonna come out first rebound. He goes for that injury is gonna happen with his legs.
Yeah.
he got the heightened surgery.
He got the surgery.
Facts. He got look 4 more inches.
Crop top bag.
Sports bra bag.
Chet Holmgren and crop top. Oh, yeah, that's a little weighted vest.
That's European.
Weighted vest.
I think that's essentially what it is.
Weighted bra, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a sports bra.
13-year-old girls fucking put padding in their what?
Chet is hitting the weights. Chet is not hitting any weights.
Nah, he did get bigger though. False.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't gained any muscle mass. I don't see any gain of muscle mass on that little frail ass body.
If I'm Oklahoma City, I'm calling New Orleans and trying to figure out some way we can transfuse some mass from Zion Williamson's body onto Chet Holmgren. I don't know if that's scientifically possible, but we need to move some of that weight.
I'm not wishing any injury on Wembanyama, but it's just something about tall people when they come in the league. That first year, they just get hurt.
But here's the thing. Like, this is what I'm trying to say about Wembanyama. Compared to a Chet Holmgren, compared to a Porzingis, compared to, like, these unicorn type of players that you guys want to put him under. He don't move like them.
Neither does Bobo.
Yeah. Does Bobo get hurt, though?
Bobo doesn't have enough volume, obviously.
Nobody this tall can move like this ever. He moves like a guard, like really a true guard. He moves like a guard, bro.
They said the same thing about Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis also got a finger in the ass at Kentucky, so he's just, I can't. Like, he was never considered that level to me. You can only have so much dog in you when you're getting.
I love this shit, like, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Said that?
Yeah.
Mid John. Yeah. But Victor is gonna be. He's gonna be special.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, he's the next generational talent. I think he was made in a lab, personally.
He's not
a real person. There's just no fucking way. It doesn't make sense.
KD type shit.
You see what Anthony
Edwards Giannis and KD had it. They spliced both of their DNAs and made Victor. I'm telling you, he was made in a fucking lab. I don't even know who his parents are.
Anthony Edwards thinks that he's going to not transfer well in the NBA because of his frailness, he says. He says he's never played against big body, real NBA physical bodies.
I hate when motherfuckers say that too about an overseas player. I hate that shit because they play against grown ass men. I'm not talking about. Oh, okay, Anthony. I don't give a fuck. But why weren't we saying this about Luka when he was 16 year old dogging niggas in the Spain league?
I'm sure people were.
Dogging them. Dogging them.
I don't remember.
I really don't.
They don't say this about any other players except for
the frail guys.
When a skinny guy.
Yeah, they do it for every skinny guy though. It's not just.
But I'm talking about competition that he played in Europe. Like, Europe is good basketball. What the fuck are we talking about?
He's been in the second best continent of basketball. He's been in the G League Ignite for 2 years, right?
So and when Victor went over to play against the Ignite in them, dogged them niggas, bro. Like, what? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
He played real G League talent, real college talent. Scoot Henderson.
Yeah,
Scoot Henderson smoked him.
No, he didn't.
I want to also.
They're two different positions. They weren't even guarding each other.
Aside from Wembanyama, we're talking about these young players. Let's give a shout out to Bronny James and his commitment. USC
to the Trojans.
So he decided he could have went overseas and played pro. He could have went to G League Ignite. He decided because he wants to be the first in the James family to attend a college. He wants to go and play. You know, at USC.
That's an honorable thing to do.
I mean, he just wants to stay home. In my opinion.
He just wants to kick it.
Yeah, like, who doesn't want to leave Southern California, bro? Like,
is that last conversation? Oh, Mikey Williams, geez.
I don't know what's going on with Mike. Yeah. What happened with those charges? Did they get dropped yet? Or
they got dropped. Yeah,
did scholarships get taken away? Or
I doubt scholarships got taken away.
I think Mike Williams probably be fine. He'll be all right. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Bronny's going to go top five in the draft. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's going to go top five.
He'll honestly probably stay at college for 2 years.
Nah. One and done.
One and done?
One and done.
Yeah. Yep.
You already know how USC is going to dick ride. They're going to dick ride crazy. He's going to get mad PR volume. Yeah. It's going to be a fucking Bronny college tour. He's going to get all the volume. He's going to get all the points. He's going to get all the looks.
He's not even the best player in his class.
He's not. You're right.
Though. He's LeBron James.
I think Wagner is the best in the class.
Watch how he
Kentucky is going to be fucking crazy. I think Kentucky wins the national title. Huh?
Was it Kentucky?
Yeah, Wagner and a couple of other top 10 recruits went to Kentucky.
It's tough.
Kentucky's winning the whole thing, in my opinion, next year. And some Jersey dogs, too. Wagner, and then there's another dog straight out of Jersey that's going to Kentucky, too. That was in the McDonald's game. But in the McDonald's game, Bronny played very well in that McDonald's game. I don't know if y'all watched it, but it was actually a very competitive game where you could see everybody's talents. And
I just wouldn't Bronny
played very well.
Shows out, and he's all of a sudden we're like, oh, Bronny James, you know, he's going in the top, maybe not top five, but top 10. It wouldn't shock me.
He's going. There's no way he's slipping out. There's no way he's slipping out the top five with that last name. No way. And they know. Here's the thing: drafting Bronny is a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Because not only you're getting Bronny, you're getting his dad, who's arguably the best player of all time. All right. So, I'd be damned if a team is looking at LeBron James Jr. on the clock, knowing damn well his father's going to come over there, and they're going to get all the calls, all everything that they ever want, all the privileges that they ever want.
Yeah, from
and LeBron. They're just going to let that pass. Hell no.
Yeah, you're not.
Hell no. Unless it's Scoot, like a Scoot Henderson, Victor Wembanyama type. Hell no. Hell no. And they're all going in this draft, not next draft. Scoot Henderson is going to be a dog, and I would love to see him on Detroit. I would love to see either Victor or Scoot on Detroit. Mm-hmm. That team would be nice. Automatic come up. But a lot of people think Victor's going to go to the Spurs. And honestly, that's a good landing spot.
The lottery's just so weird.
Just because of his coach.
We'll have to see about the lottery first.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's all about the lottery, obviously. But let's go on to the NBA rewards. All right. Did the All-NBA teams come out yet? No?
No, this was defensive teams, I believe.
Only the defensive teams and the rookie teams came out, right?
Yeah, they do it like day by day. They drop a little bit more. So I think tomorrow they'll drop like the third team.
Yeah. Type. Can we talk about how Alex Caruso made first team all defense as a guard? Over Marcus Smart, over a lot of guards.
Yeah,
a lot of good guards, man. I don't know. I think Alex Caruso is a good defensive.
Caruso over Derek White, over OG Anunoby. So I don't know. Over Dylan Brooks.
Who made the first with Caruso?
First team was Caruso, Jrue Holiday, Jaren Jackson Jr., Brooke Lopez, Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
Evan Mobley did not need to be on that first team after what I just saw in that first round. I promise you that.
It doesn't matter. It's an award.
I know, but you know the motherfuckers that are voting on that award is watching the playoffs.
What was second team?
Second team was Bam, OG, Dylan Brooks, Draymond, and Derek White.
That's not bad. Wait, Jrue Holiday wasn't on the first team?
Jrue Holiday wasn't the first team. He was the other guard.
I just don't understand how Marcus Smart is not on either one of these teams when he won Defensive Player of the Year last year. Riddle me that shit.
Yeah, I don't know,
bro. And Caruso didn't make a first or second team last year, and now he's suddenly a first team.
Yo, Brooke Lopez? No, he deserves that. Brooke Lopez definitely deserves that.
Somebody said Brooke Lopez doesn't.
They said Brooke Lopez. Brooke plays great.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's been crazy. A lot of these players got cooked in the playoffs. Yeah, Jrue Holiday got cooked. Jrue Holiday did get cooked by Jimmy. So.
Alex Caruso got cooked, too.
Yeah, they ain't in the playoffs. Yeah.
Wasn't Alex Caruso hurt half the year?
He was, yeah. He was out for a good chunk.
There's something weird about that selection. Yeah, I don't know. Something's off about that shit, bro. I don't
know. Tyrese Halliburton didn't make it over Alex Caruso, like, on either of the teams? I don't know. I don't know. He had a good season for Indiana. But
I don't know. It's very weird. What about rookies?
Rookie teams were obviously Banchero, Walker Kessler, Benedict Mathurin, Keegan Murray, and Jalen Williams. So
this was second team. I know Jalen Duran made it.
Second team was Jalen Duran. Jaden Ivey was on there. Let's see.
So he just gave Detroit, you know, some love.
Yeah, a little bit of love at least.
How many minutes a game did Duran have?
Like 20, 25. I want to say he wasn't like crazy because they had Sadiq Bey there for a little bit of the.
They got James White. Like,
most improved.
Most improved player was Lauri Markkanen, I believe.
Yes, it was Lauri Markkanen.
Josh Giddey should have got most improved.
Josh Giddey was going crazy.
I mean, Josh Giddey was never.
Wasn't as good as he was.
Like, you have to make a big jump. He was like solid, and then he was like.
Yeah, bad triple doubles.
You know, so I don't
think Giddey's awesome, but I mean, most improved is like. It's so hard to judge most improved player. Like, are we talking about somebody that's hurt that comes back the next year? Talking about somebody that fucking sucked, had an off year, and had a great year this year. Like,
you gotta think about it. John Morant had most improved. I did not understand that shit.
Sometimes, like, I feel like certain awards are given to certain players just on some politics shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like Alex Caruso first team. That's some politics shit, in my opinion. Like, that's bullshit. Like. Ben Simmons winning Rookie of the Year over fucking Donovan Mitchell when he wasn't a fucking rookie. That's some politics shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that.
Yeah. No, I definitely thought Frank Ntilikina deserved the nod that year. Lauri Markkanen has been consistent. No, Lauri Markkanen definitely has been really good.
Dude, Phil Jackson's been good shit. Anyway.
Yeah. Phil Jackson was catching strays outside MSG, too.
Phil Jackson wanted to trade Porzingis and a couple of firsts for Devin Booker, and we wanted to castrize him.
Yeah. No, he had some good points, but. Yeah.
You know?
That's what it is. But
honestly, we're gonna end this right here. We're at an hour mark. Yeah. Most Sports TV. Appreciate all y'all for coming through. Let's go, Knicks. We're still not dead, and you already know the fucking vibes. And yeah, man, we'll catch y'all soon next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. We're always here, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't click out. All 19 of y'all. Better go on Spotify or Apple fucking Podcasts and follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This fucking podcast don't get no recognition the way it should be because we don't get no support on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We are just as good to listen to than we are to look at. I know I look good. Pause. But, hey, listen to us, man.
Appreciate y'all.